This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, final hour of the big show. Two in the books, one still to go. It is way back Wednesday. This is why you should just rerun Barry and Mai's list on like a mixtape for this hour.
This is good sex and music. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. That's what goes down on Valentine's Day.
Casey and JoJo?
No, it's Tyrese.
Oh, it's Tyrese?
You really wanted to put this one on the list.
I did.
Yeah.
I was really, really concerned that one of you guys stole it. Y'all did it.
No, I was going to put Guys Tease Me Tonight. Have you ever heard that song? Either of you?
I heard it, probably.
Yeah, by Guy.
Yeah.
Guys Tease Me Tonight. It's a very sexual song. I was going to put it, but I was worried that Nick might...
explode?
Yeah.
Get,
you know...
Get all premium on you?
Yeah. Like, he would be like, uh-oh, what's happening in my pants right now? I didn't want him to do that.
Good thing you didn't.
Yeah, I worry about you. I didn't want you to do that. So, plus, maybe I would have done that, too. It's a sexual song.
There was a song. There's a monster in my pants, and it does a nasty dance.
What?
Yeah, there was a song like that. One. Nick, look it up. There's a monster in my pants, and it does a nasty dance.
Who sang that? Dikembe Mutombo?
I have no idea.
That sounds like a children's song. Like a dirty chill, like Andrew Dice Clay wrote that.
No.
No?
No, but I see where you're going with that, and I can agree with that. But I believe that there was like, it was more like a parody song, like a polka.
Like My Ding-a-ling?
There's a monster.
Remember that song?
Is it radio friendly? I think I got it.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Oh, you believe?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything dirty about it.
You ready, Nick?
Yep.
There's a monster in my pants, and it does a nasty pants.
B-52s.
It does sound like that.
Is that the B-52s? Yes, that is the B-52s.
Monster Fred Schneider. That's what it says on the YouTube channel. I don't know.
B-52s, but it could be.
It sounds like the
guy from the B-52s is named Fred Schneider, I would buy that if you were selling. I think you're right. It sounds like the guy from the B-52s.
Even the background singers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Fred Schneider of the B-52s.
There you have it.
Yeah. Recognize that voice anywhere.
Well, I can't believe they produced this track, but okay.
I can't believe he's heard this song before. When did you hear this, Joel?
Sometime
where
when
are
I was
you hanging
working,
out?
Sometimes when I was working in radio at a radio station.
Somebody played it.
Yep, over the years.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's interesting. I speaking of monsters in my pants, I'm pretty excited that spring training starts today.
Yeah, no doubt.
I am geeked up about baseball season this year, fellas. And I guess the big, big question is, and it's, I think the answer is, you know, just, I'm not looking for a ton of details because we've got plenty of time to talk about it. Can the Astros repeat? Just yes or no?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the most over-asked question difficult. In the city already. But yep. Yeah.
It's too difficult, you say.
Way too difficult. There's not enough precedent for me to feel confident enough to say yes. That's my problem.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people made a lot of moves, and there's still a lot of moves to be made.
A lot of players still out there, as we talked about yesterday.
So I think that they have the weapons. As crazy as it sounds, other than the some left-handed pitching in the back of the bullpen, this team doesn't have a lot of holes.
I think they're better than a year ago.
I mean, with Cole, their rotation,
a full year of Verlander.
Yeah. A full year of Verlander, a full year of Cole, and you look at when those guys get in there, you're pushing guys that were your twos and threes to the back end of the rotation. So you've got guys like Morton, who is going to be what, your four?
Four or five.
Yeah.
I assume.
That's a guy that could have been a three on most teams.
Yeah.
On a lot of teams. Not most, but a lot of teams.
You're seven deep in the rotation. Your biggest weak spot last year was a bullpen that you went out and added two guys that help you there.
And I think Smith is going to end up being the guy.
I do too.
That was the big,
totally
that helps
agree.
Bolster that bullpen.
Yep. And you still have flexibility if you want to do more. But I think on paper they're better than the year previous. I understand what Nick is saying because I believe the last time anybody repeated, the Yankees won three in a row, and that was quite a while ago. So I just think overall, they've got a legitimate shot as good as anybody's had in the last 10, 15 years. I'm excited about the opportunity to say, hey, in our city, we get to watch this team for another whole year go out and try and do what no one has done in a while.
Well, and the thing is, and I know we got to get it, but my last point, a lot of times when a team wins the World Series, they lose a lot of people.
Yep.
And this team was fortunate enough to be in a position that they didn't lose anyone. In fact, they actually added folks to get better. So I think that's going to play a big key in it too, at least for the next year or so.
No doubt, no doubt. Because, you know, guys want to get paid. We talked about that. The toughest thing to create a repeat or a dynasty is, can you keep guys loyal to the franchise they're with, or they're just going to go out and get their cash?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm excited. But did you see that too, by the way? I was going to see if you mentioned that. They always say the night before, and I think Jake Kaplan mentioned on our show yesterday that the guys do a lot of their media the night before or the day before they actually start workouts, and the Astros denied everybody access.
Skipped it.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't bother you at all?
No.
Okay. I want quotes. I want to see what's going on.
Okay.
You know, Polillo said that he was so excited that not a ball had touched the turf yet.
No.
For pitchers and catchers.
No. You said that phrase?
He indeed did.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire right now. They've been in the Houston area for over 15 years. Mike and Tammy Gust, locally owned and operated, know what they're doing, and they want you to know them personally because they want you to come in whenever you have an issue, whether it be with your wheels and tires or you just want to get that personal touch and look to your vehicle, whether it be an SUV or a truck and you're looking for a lift kit or some steps or some light, or you want that Kevlar coating for your performance vehicle to make it look one of a kind, or you're just looking to get a flat tire repaired or a rim that's been damaged. Even a stock rim can be fixed that same day, and they keep stock rims in their warehouse so they can fix it or they can replace it. But again, they're going to make sure they communicate with you throughout the entire process so you never feel like you got screwed over or the wool pulled over your eyes. They're not going to do it first and then bill you and see if you catch it. They're going to talk to you throughout the process. Their waiting room, comfortable, perfect setting for you to look through a big window and watch your car being worked on, or you can watch TV. They're going to come in from time to time, tell you what they're doing, tell you what they're not, what you need and what you don't, and you can ask questions too, and they'll give you options if you want to do some upgrades along the way. All of that is part of being a loyal and valuable place that you will come back to again and again, not one of those big name stores that are going to try and get as much out of you as they possibly can, like squeezing blood out of a turnip, and then hope you go on your way and don't care if you come back or not. These guys are a fixture in Houston like you are. They want you to come back all the time. Check out AmericanWheelAndTire.com. You can see some of the great things they've done for vehicles that have really given them that one-of-a-kind, unique, and sporty look. I have always gone to American Wheel and Tire for my rims, my tires, and a whole lot more. You should, too. They are located, as I mentioned, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. We've had some of our loyal listeners stop in there recently to get some work done. They could not rave enough about how great they were treated. You can catch right inside the front door. Johnny will treat you right. Take care of you. Jason will too. Mike and Tammy are on the premises. They'll also be there to talk to you if you have any questions. And they're going to make sure that you feel comfortable. Check them out. AmericanWheelAndTire.com or American Wheel and Tire at 290 and 34th Street. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the final half hour, The Usual Suspects, Nick Barry and Joel on a Valentine's Day, as we're doing way back Wednesday, and that is the theme.
Trey just did the third read, and you could probably go ahead and just save it up for Tyler, and he'll knock it out. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. It's a lot. I feel like we're watching a cunning linguist with his words.
Now dad joke.
Because he's such a good orator. He reads well. He was really into it. So into
but
it.
But you kill me on things. So okay.
No, it was I totally did that dad joke. I totally did that. No, we're going to do it at 3:30. We should have time.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's gonna get the audio saved over to Tyler. Tyler's editing it. It's gonna be a smash hit.
Why didn't we? You know what? We should have helped Nick out.
Why?
Because it's Valentine's Day, right?
Okay.
And I forgot to bring this up earlier, so you can put it on me, which you would do anyway.
Okay.
Lindsey Vonn.
Yes.
Is at the Olympics, as we all know. She tweeted out this morning, so apparently it's Valentine's Day. I forgot all about it because I'm at the Olympics and I'm single. Anyone else out there single want to be my Valentine? Hashtag worth a shot.
What a scary thing to put out. Like, I would be nervous.
It's complete attention, obviously.
Absolutely, but also, Tinder, like, basically comes to you, but you've got to be aware that 3/4 of what's coming is a nut job.
That's creepy. Yeah, you don't want anybody that responds to that. That's the last thing you want.
I like the fact that one of the... Yeah, it was Tiger's girl.
Or was it... Yeah, the one that was messing around with J.J. Watt and his groin area during the broadcast. Yep. And I don't think she actually touched it, but...
Went to,
she
like...
She was joking.
Right, she went on stage, said about the groin, and then she was... getting in on Instagram conversations with Aaron Rodgers and other people. And then she was once with Tiger. But I like the fact that one of the people that responded said, well, I don't know, but if you win gold, maybe one or two, I think I could consider
that's
you.
Hilarious.
I thought that was good.
Yeah. That's pretty cold blooded. I bet he got tons of likes and retweets on that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't believe she threw that out there.
Do we have time for Robert's call?
Sure.
Before we go. Yeah. Robert.
Yes.
What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. First time, long time.
Thank you, sir.
Listen to all you guys. All you guys are great.
Thanks,
man. I'm a truck driver, and, you know, I listen all day long. I'm not in my truck, so I can't blow for you.
That's well.
So, but basically, just wanted to talk about that. Some guy named Russo. He's on, I guess, national radio or something. He was talking about how the Yankees were the favorite this year to win it all, and him and Verlander got into it on Twitter or something. See if you guys can look that up and elaborate on that a little bit.
Will do, man. Thanks, Robert, for the call.
Drive safely. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Mad Dog Russo on MLB Network said he can't see anybody for any reason that wouldn't pick the Yankees to win the American League, and Verlander basically said, well, I can give you one reason, which would be the Astros, which was great. And we talked about all of it yesterday. And the bottom line is Mad Dog Russo is from New York. He's a New York guy. You know he's going to jump on that bandwagon as soon as he possibly can.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter. And the other thing is he's doing it for attention, and he got it.
Just like Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
It's just it's all come full circle. Imagine
See how we
that.
Do that?
People getting on the internet for attention. Imagine that. I would not be surprised. Yeah, I mean, he's a New York guy. Of course he's going to say that, and he probably bleeds Yankee blue. So he's going to be out there, the Yankees. The Yankees had a few good additions, and so did the Astros. So they're both better teams. We'll see. I think it's certainly down to a select few teams in the American League, and the Yankees are on that short list.
Yep. The Red Sox haven't done enough for me offensively.
With you.
So
I think Cleveland and that pitching staff is still in it.
Pitching staff will keep them in it too, but they lost Santana, so they lost a big bat in their lineup. So we'll see how that fares. But overall, look, you got to like your chances. I mean, the bottom line is you're going to be in it the entire way.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have a shot.
Yep, indeed. Oh, we got this text that just came in. Tell that guy that said go to Costco, screw you.
Hi-oh!
The $16 for a dozen roses, and I ended up having to renew my membership for $120.
Ouch.
Oh, wow. $136 for a dozen roses?
Didn't see that coming.
Ow!
And you're only going to use Costco about 5 times all year.
Damn it, Jerry. You just screwed it up for
that guy.
Way to
go, Jerry. Go back to the buckle.
Yeah. Jerry blew it for this guy.
Hey, right now I want to tell you guys about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. It's Houstonians helping kids in Houston get a second chance at an education. It's a great program, and that's why I ask if you can help, please do. If you can make a donation. If you've got a car, a motorcycle, a truck, a boat, an RV, or a trailer that's maybe not even running anymore. It's in a field. It's in the garage. It's somewhere where you've been meaning to get rid of it. Maybe it was damaged during the hurricane, and you don't want to spend the money to get it towed away. Well, now you don't have to worry about it because all you got to do is get in touch with Texas Can Academies. 713 713- 303-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. You tell them where you live. You tell them what they got, what you got. They come to you. They tow it away. They do the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. You mention ESPN 97.5. You also get a $50 gift card, and that's where the process really begins, because what you donate is turned into resources so that kids don't have distractions. They have what they need. I mean by that, you could possibly see a kid that can't get the eyeglasses they need, or they're hungry, or they can't get to school on time. All of it's taken care of because of your donations, because your donations become eyeglasses, book money, warm meals, bus fare, all the things that they need so they can just focus on the books and they can get that education. It's a fantastic program, and it all is centralized right here in your backyard of H-Town. So I ask you, if you can donate, to please consider 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. And as always, right off the car, not the kid.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects, final half hour of the show where it's standing room only for 50 Shades of Trey.
Which, by the way, you could not have come up with a better title for this, Joel.
Thank you.
That is absolutely nailed it.
The picture, by the way, that we just posted on Twitter.
The Twitter picture?
I'm surprised we can't see the hickeys.
Yeah, why aren't you showing them off?
Yeah, you wore the low neckline again.
I only wear low neckline
shirts. Hit your microphone on.
It's not on?
No,
yeah,
it is.
Go
no,
on.
It is.
I only wear low neckline shirts, so I don't like turtlenecks or any of that.
It's not a V-neck, Trey, but you stretch it out.
Are you saying I'm fat?
No, I'm saying that you wanted everybody to see your warm.
Because you'd be right. But
All right. So we teased this all day. We had the book Love and Laughter with Beth on the table, and we started reading some passages. And then Tyler had the idea, man, you should get Trey to read some of those because he's got such a sexy voice.
Thanks.
And he's the voice of a sexual generation.
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got three. We had to pre-record because we just didn't trust you to not curse on the radio. So we have those. This is 50 Shades of Trey. And without further ado, let's play the first one.
Allow your hands to wander wherever they drift across your body as they do. Don't use your head to think about things. Just tune into the feelings you get from your hands and body. You might discover sensation that might be curious or strange. Why does she have might in there twice?
Read the thing.
Don't judge them. Just notice them. You might begin touching yourself lightly. Your neck, your arms, your boobs, especially your nipples. Don't be in a hurry to work your way down to your Virginia. And when you get there, don't rush. Don't rush your clitoris. Spend time exploring your lower lips, stroking each and noticing if they swell in response to the attention.
Oh my God. Ah, that was beautiful. Whew. That was from the masturbation chapter in Love and Laughter with Beth. How do you feel about your first reading there?
It was better than the last one. The last one was like,
did you practice saying boobs?
No.
Boobs. Obviously.
Boobs. Okay, up next, we've got a reading from the chapter called, well, we'll just call it Respect the Rooster. This is chapter 20.
Sadly, we don't celebrate the c*** anymore. We celebrate women's breasts, but not the c***. In Greek and Roman times, they carved statues of nude men and celebrated virility. Virility. Now we hide them away. If you don't have a c*** fuck you can go years without really getting a good look at one. And if you do have one, you might feel a lot of societal pressure not to get caught looking at others. Why would I want to look at those? But cocks are beautiful and they are worth a good look, just like a vagina. Why would I want to look at them, though? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, that's what I was asking you. You act like you've never seen one.
I
you don't look at your own?
Not very often. I mean, I do, but, like, not all the time. That's different. It's mine.
Yeah, but you said you don't even like, I don't look at it.
Yeah, but I don't want to, like, look at multiple, like, I don't want to see that, you know? I don't like males.
Girl on girl.
Of course.
Do you go eye to eye?
He's looking at it.
All right. Have a good day. Glad to see y'all getting a lot of callers about the Rockets. That's good.
He had to end it on
not
a
subject.
Okay, now, also from this chapter, this is about how to kiss a rooster.
There is no absolute. One way to give a BJ, the most important thing is simply to get out of your head. Stop thinking so much about what you should do and just have some fun. Think of a cock like an ice cream cone. There's no one single way to eat an ice cream cone, but you enjoy it no matter how you do it. I don't enjoy any of this, by the way. Just disclaimer. You do it differently depending on the weather and how fast it's melting. What? You lick here, you lick there, you taste it and smile. You look happy because it's a great treat. No, it's not. Even if as it drips on and or gets on your cheek or chin. You can explore this new treat by licking all the way around. Oh, my God. All the way around his cock, circle around the, what the free frenulum.
Oh God, we frenulum. Missed one.
That's the foreskin, I think. Can you say that on the radio?
Oh my God,
the fold of skin on the underside,
just stop it.
Right.
So we missed one of the rooster words. We had to dump it.
My bad. I thought I got that.
That's okay. That's all right. So, Trey, do you like ice cream?
Not anymore. Thanks, Beth.
Wow. So, yeah, that was from Love and Laughter.
I thought you were a chocolate fan.
Well, no. Like,
now,
like...
Do you feel like you learned anything today?
No.
No?
No.
You don't want to, like, share that, maybe?
Scarred is what I am.
Scarred?
Yeah.
I thought you did really well. I think, you know, Dr. Ruth was a very passionate woman about sex, and you read that so well.
Thanks, Barry.
I really feel like you could be the male Dr. Ruth. I think you should, like, ask Beth if maybe you could co-host some of the shows. No?
That's her show.
Dell's got his own show now. They got an opening.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you could fill in.
I am... Well, that co-producing was a poor choice of words, with Michael on Saturday.
Are you?
It's my step up, you
good,
know?
Good for you.
Running
Look
games
at you.
Now.
Yeah, that's good. Now, what are you and your woman doing for Valentine's Day?
We had our Valentine's Day, like, Monday.
That's not Valentine's Day.
I know it wasn't Valentine's Day, but, like, she's got to work.
So, I know on the Blitz, you talked about your first intimate moment with her.
That is
so
true.
Have you just been, like, a wild dog's? Since then, and just wearing it out like it's swole up like a baby arm?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to put that imagery in people's head.
Okay. But are you, I mean, like, you're getting it all out of your system, right?
You could say
okay.
that.
So,
yeah.
So you have no plans for Valentine's Day because of that?
No, but, like, she's kind of far and, you
Where?
Know, I don't
Is this a long-distance just... relationship?
No, it's not a long-distance, because I go and see her regularly.
But okay.
I think she's out in your old
well,
stomping.
You range. Should take her this book and especially let her read chapter 20.
I don't think Beth would was, like the fact that we're taking her books. Like
she no, left why? Them for that
she
reason.
She left it. Do you know how much advertising for free she's gotten today?
We have multiple books in the
station.
We
have people texting and calling the show wanting to know where to buy this book.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You can check it out with like without a library card. We'll let you check it out and bring it back.
I don't think it's
And
fine.
If you're curious, by the way, it's darlingway.com if you want a copy of it. And I tell you what, I may have to...
They're in the Heights.
There's, some, there's some pictures for sure that...
Don't look on page 139.
No?
You already
is that
did?
What disturbing?
Unfortunately.
My producer handed me a question. Do you always use a rubber?
Of course. That wasn't your producer.
It wasn't?
No. Oh. It was
an intern. It was an intern.
It was an intern.
It was intern now, Andrew.
Do you you do use a rubber?
Of course. You can't.
Now,
not.
Do you buy Trojan or do you like go off brand and get like the Hill Country
Listen,
Fair version?
I just go with
like
whatever's
the
Dr. there.
Like the Dr. Thunder of rubbers.
I just go with whatever's there, you know.
You really? Magnum?
Yeah.
Are you buying Magnums?
I guess.
Are you getting the Magnum?
I don't know, like
You're not getting Magnums, Trey. You're not buying Magnums.
Just do it.
So you don't get the off-brand version?
No.
Okay, so you get a Trojan.
Sure.
Okay. What do you buy? Anything special? Ribbed or?
No, like I just get regular.
Just saving some money?
Yeah. I had one in my wallet, but that was like 7 years ago. My dad thought I was like
7 years?
My dad thought I was like some like Rico Suave or whatever. But
because you carried a condom in your wallet?
He gave me one when I was like 15. And I like threw it away because I didn't need it. Because like, look at you. If you think Trey now is ugly, you should have saw Trey at 15.
I didn't say that. I would have never said that.
That's what people are
thinking.
So
you're telling me you look better than you used to?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Well, good for you, man. I'm glad that you have a woman, and I appreciate you doing 50 Shades of Trey. You did a very good job.
I appreciate it, Barry. I was kind of scarred when I was talking about the last one.
I saw when you looked at the page that had all the penises on it, you really freaked out.
Yeah,
does that bother you?
I don't need to see those. Like, that's the last thing I want to see.
So that bothers you? I mean, well, so if I'm showing you now, why are you turning your face away?
I don't want to see it.
What if I showed you the page with all of the Virginias on them?
All right, I guess that's fine.
That's better? Is that better? You're okay with that? Okay. All right.
Obviously.
Just checking. Okay. Well, good job, bud.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Trey, for stopping in.
As always.
You did a fantastic job.
Glad to see the Hooked on Phonics is working. We'll be back with the final segment of The Usual
Dyslexia.
Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
I can't get it out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the final segment of The Usual Suspects. Before we get into any more business, I want to take care of some business tell you right now about the Houston Rockets. We were talking about them recently. News just out now. Joe Johnson is officially signed.
Yeah.
Could be in uniform this evening. Eric Gordon is questionable with a knee injury. He went knee to knee last night. So even if he's out, Joe Johnson could be in. That's just another reason why you want to check out this team, because your team is playing great basketball. And we've said, enjoy the regular season before you even start thinking about the playoffs. Great way to do that. Rockets have two packages going on right now. 5-game plans. One's a 3-point package. The other a slam dunk package. They start as low as $132 for tickets to 5 games. And that's just a fantastic deal. Normally tickets to a game is over $130 for any team in town. Now you get 5 tickets for $132, and they're great matchups. The 3-point package is the Spurs, Pistons, Hawks, Suns, and Blazers. The slam dunk package is the Clippers, Pelicans, Bulls, Wizards, and the only visit this year from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Either way, they are great packages to get. Like I said, they start as low as $132, and all you got to do is go to rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK, and someone will be happy to help you pick out the plan that works best for you. And don't forget, tonight's the last night to register for the Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood presented by ZTE. If you register by this evening, the biggest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Houston will be yours, as the adults are taking part in the festivities over at the University of Houston Wellness and Recreation Center, and the juniors out in Humble at the gym. Both venues are going to have a skill challenge, 3-point contest, dunk contest, etc. And all the championship games this year are going to be played right on the Toyota Center floor, February the 24th. It is a great event. I have partaken in the past. You need to partake this year. Again, sign up by midnight tonight, rockets.com.
There you go.
So Gordon possibly out tonight, but Joe Johnson already in, and Brandon Wright will also suit up tonight. So we could see the two new guys right away and see how they're going to fit in and blend.
I like it.
With the Rockets team.
I like it. I'm excited. I'm going to have to record it, though. It's Valentine's night.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be able to just watch the Rockets and ignore the wife.
You'll be watching Olympics first.
No, I'm going to, no, whatever. Yeah, whatever she wants to watch. I might try to rent a movie or something.
You're going to luge?
No.
You're going to let your bobsled?
Scott Baker said, LOL, so funny. A lot of text came in during that segment.
Did they?
Go figure.
Shocked.
Greatest segment ever. I'm never eating ice cream again. There's that one. That one actually came in.
I couldn't believe when it's dripping down his chin. I'm like, man.
All we were talking about was eating ice cream. That's it. That's all we were talking about. It's just eating ice cream. You guys are just dirty. Casino Jay said, holy bleep, I'm literally crying laughing. Thank you. People are trying to drive, which I assume means they were laughing too hard to be able to do so. I am never, ever eating an ice cream cone again. Not that way. I bet you won't. I bet you'll take your time next time. Eat it slowly.
I think Bluebell's going to be a sponsor.
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not anytime soon.
Here's the last text that I'm reading today. It's all caps, and it just says, Trey's poor mother listens to this show.
So does his dad.
So does my mom. You know, sometimes you just got to do the bit. You just got to, look, hey, we're all adults here.
Do you know how great it would
be? My mom comes to my comedy shows, for goodness sakes, and they're not clean, and I say a lot of crazy stuff, so I don't feel sorry if Trey's mom was listening. Not one bit.
Come on. You know how great it would be if either Scott from HEB or just straight up Bluebell came out with their seasonal flavor of 50 Shades of Trey?
That would be great.
That would be fantastic.
What was the nutty butter? What's the one? It's the cone, but it's got the nuts on top with the chocolate, and then it's got the chocolate in the cone at the tip.
Something Sunday or something like that.
I thought it was called like a nutty bar. It's not a nutty bar. I don't know, but that would be
50
Trey's.
Shades of Trey would be with lots of nuts and buttercream.
Yeah. Sherla Gordon, laughing my ass off. Yo, Adrian loved it. Best segment ever. Patrick said, this segment makes women want to curl up on the couch and read celibacy books.
Trevor tweeted, maybe Beth can get Juggalo Trey to do the readings for audiobook.
Yo!
How fantastic an idea is that?
I actually noticed that tweet, and I think he can make a killing, honestly.
No doubt.
Oh, man. If she turned this into an audiobook, oh, you definitely got to.
Two versions with a translator. Trey's version and then the regular read.
G the Never Dude said, if I ever get that awkward boner in church, I'm just going to play the segment in my podcast and not have to worry about it. I don't understand. Like, well, I learned so much from it. I thought that was so good.
And then El Jefe, of course, did the 50 Shades book cover.
This is the funniest one. Tracy Cowley tweeted to me and said, Barry, when did you turn into AJ asking all these personal sexual questions? Yeah, who do you think the producer intern was that was sliding me the questions?
That had to be in here, yes. In the room.
Oh, drumstick. That's what it is. Thank you, Demetrius.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, drumsticks are the ones that are the cone shaped.
I thought you meant the actual flavor of the ice cream.
No, I know it's vanilla in there, but yeah, it's drumsticks. Yeah.
No, I meant I thought that's what
I thought that's what
Bluebell called it.
Oh, no. This is actually a cone.
Oh, I remember drumsticks when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's got the chocolate at the one end, and yeah, those are
as a kid,
I won't eat any ever again. But up until today, those were good.
After that reading, probably
no way,
not.
No way.
No. So that we basically came through again on a Valentine's Day.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
What did we do last year? What did we do?
We were just getting started, so I don't know that.
By the way, Nick brought up a question in general. Mm-hmm. He said, why are some people Ash Wednesday? He wasn't aware of what Ash Wednesday was.
Yep. Both on the same page.
And, you know, I didn't know that as well. And I think I told this story last year, and did I feel like a dumbass? Because this was many, many years ago when I worked at Halliburton, all right? And I'm walking around the office, and I would see a person here, and there was something on their forehead. And I was like, I don't think that person knows that they have something on their forehead. And I'm not even joking. I had no idea what Ash Wednesday was. And my wife is Catholic.
Really?
And she didn't bother to tell me. And she would go and do it. And I don't know why I never saw it. I guess she would like wipe it off before she got home. I have no idea. But one day I was like, I just went up to this guy. I was like, dude, like, I don't, like, you have something on your forehead.
Got some charcoal on your forehead.
And he goes, yeah, dude, it's Ash Wednesday. I was like, I don't know what that is. And then he told me, and I was like, I'm a dumbass because I've been telling people all day, hey, bro, you got something on your forehead. And I'm serious. Like, I thought I was helping these people, and I felt like such an idiot. So I learned something, but I just thought, oh, man, I hope. So now I try to tell people or remind them, hey, don't forget today's Ash Wednesday. Don't look like a dumbass like I did.
That's the equivalent of confusing a plus-size woman for being pregnant when she's just plus-size.
Yes.
Which That's happened to me.
Did I tell you guys that a comic did that at that contest that I did where I won the Flappers regional to go out to Flappers in LA and perform there, and they have the Burbank Comedy Festival, and every year they'll have a regional contest. So they had one in Houston, and I ended up winning it. But during the contest, this one guy was on stage. He goes, "Oh, hey, you two, congratulations! When is the baby due?" She goes, "I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat." I was like, "Oh, you're not winning!
Wow,
yeah, you're not winning that contest." And he just ate it after that too. His set did not go well.
My dad's old business. She was cool about it, but
oh, that's embarrassing.
I was trying to ask about how things were going, and there was.
Have you ever
done
anything like that, Joel? Like mine was the Ash Wednesday, obviously.
No, I've made.
Next was the pregnant. What have you done anything embarrassing? Pregnant?
Yeah, I've made that mistake.
I stopped. I let them tell me or give me the clue. Like, well, we're just working on the nursery. And I'm like, aha! All right, so she's not big.
Yeah.
She's just pregnant.
Right. Unless cool. She's like 35 pounds and you can clearly tell that she's pregnant. In most cases, you don't want to gamble.
Even then, you got to be worried.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You never know nowadays.
Worst feeling in the world, too, when you're wrong.
Oh, I've not done it, fortunately. But that guy, and I can only imagine, Nick, what did you just apologize? I mean, did you just say?
I apologized immediately, and she was completely cool about it, and she walked out.
And you, Joel, what'd you do?
I don't even want to get into it.
Because what I said when the guy was like, yeah, dude, it's Ash Wednesday.
I said I had no idea.
And I said, I don't know what that is, and I'm so sorry. I really don't know what that is. And so then he explained it to me, and I was like, wow, I really feel dumb because my wife is Catholic, which at the time, now that that probably to him was like me saying, yeah, some of my best friends are black, because he was probably like, yeah, right, your wife is Catholic, or you wouldn't have said it, idiot. Like, you're just saying that now to make me feel better. But it was true, but she just never bothered to share that with me.
I said it once, a bunch of coworkers were around, and basically they knew I was wrong. So I was like, hey, I didn't know, congratulations. And they're all shaking their head behind her like, no. And she goes, congratulations for what? And I, at first I didn't get it. I go, well, and then I saw, and I was like, well, the fact that you're doing so well at work and everybody thinks that you're really excelling at your position. And I'm like, oh, God.
And you got a raise?
Oh, my God.
She's like, I got a raise. And you're like, damn it. That's coming out of my budget.
She was the only one in the room when I made that
mistake.
Oh, yeah. Because that would have sucked.
Not I,
more
sir.
Yeah.
And now Joel promised her a raise. Good job. You're getting a raise. And that's coming out of his budget now. And he's like, damn it. I just screwed this all up.
Yeah, that's why I don't have the job.
Wow. Well.
No.
Well, don't make that mistake if you go to Cowboys and Indians. There's a lot of food there. You never know. But you need to get out there and try it. I'm telling you, I've been talking about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen for almost a year now. And some of you still haven't gone and tried it. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you waiting for? Go, first of all, punch yourself in the face for not going. And then get out there and try it. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. And if you don't know what Cowboys and Indians is, it's a mix of both Southern comfort and Indian food. So that means that you go out there, let's say you're feeling some Indian food, you want to try the chicken curry, or you want to try what I think is some of the best butter chicken in Houston, and they've been told that by several people, you could try that. But if you're not feeling Indian food, you could get chicken fried steak, you can get wings like Nick does all the time. They have these quesadillas that are made with naan bread. Not only does Joel like them, not only does Nick like them, it's the first thing I get when I get there. It's my appetizer. And right now, if you want to try those non-quesadillas, go in and mention ESPN 97.5, go in and mention Barry, and you'll get 20% off the non-quesadillas. Get out there and try it, and while you're there, get the quesadillas for an appetizer, and then try that Himalayan Heat Burger, one of the best burgers in the city, hands down. You can have it delivered to your door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. And you can also go out there and enjoy their full-service bar. It's 1901 Taft in Midtown. If you want more information, they're on Facebook at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, there's nothing like it.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.